Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Mushin Mindset Podcast. Today's episode is all about following your passions, something that I know is near and dear to many of our hearts. So let's start with the big question. How do you actually follow your passions? It sounds easy enough, but the reality is it could be tough to know where to start. First and foremost, I think it's important to identify what your passions actually are. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we can get so caught up in our day-to-day routines that we forget what truly makes us happy. Take some time to reflect on what activities or hobbies bring you joy and fulfillment, whether it's something creative like painting or writing, or something more physical like hiking or dancing. Once you've identified your passions, the next step is to find ways to incorporate them into your life. This might mean carving out time in your schedule to pursue your hobbies or even explore new career paths that align with your interests. Of course, it's not always easy to make major life changes, but I truly believe that following your passions is worth the effort. Not only does it bring you more joy and fulfillment to your life, but it can also lead to greater success and happiness in the long run. But what if you're not quite sure what your passions are? Or what if you have multiple passions and can't decide which one to pursue? My advice in this case is to start small. Try out different hobbies or activities that interest you, and see which ones you feel most drawn to. It's okay to experiment and explore. In fact, it's often necessary in order to truly discover what you're passionate about. And finally, don't forget to stay committed to your passions. It's easy to get sidetracked or discouraged along the way, but remember that following your passions is a journey, not a destination. Keep pushing yourself to stay open to new opportunities. And most importantly, never give up on what makes you truly happy. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Mushin Mindset Podcast. I hope this discussion on following your passions has been helpful and inspiring. As always, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review to let us know what you think. Until next time.